And we have another two guests here to introduce to everybody. Are they going on together? We'll put them on together. Let's put them on together. Each of you grab one of these contraptions. And we will introduce, one of you could sit if you wish, please. We will introduce to you, where's Dahlia?
Hi.
That's Dahlia. Thank God you showed up. Thank God you showed up to this studio is all I can tell you. Otherwise, I'll tell you, I would never have heard the end of it. And you know exactly what I mean, right?
Yes, I know what you mean.
You know exactly. We'll talk about that in a moment. Dahlia Adams is here from East Brunswick, New Jersey. Nava Berenholtz is here from Teaneck, New Jersey. A pleasure.
Kind of.
Well, where are you really from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Seriously?
Yeah. My parents moved to Teaneck about a year ago, so not really from Teaneck.
You know, we hear about certain pockets of tremendous Zionism in the United States. Cleveland's one of them.
Oh, yeah. There's a big Cleveland community in Israel. Huge.
It's pretty amazing. My sister, actually, after she got married to a Clevelander, made Aliyah from Cleveland, you know, when that was in 1986.
Oh, wow.
So the tradition's been there for quite a while,
yeah,
to say the least. All right, so Nava's from Cleveland, Teaneck, however you want to put it, and I assume this is public information, anything they gave me, dating somebody who's going to Hesder in Israel?
Actually, we just got engaged.
Mazel tov!
Thank you.
And when you mean just, does that mean on the plane?
As in like 2 weeks ago.
That's great. That's wonderful. So what's the plan? Have we set a month yet for the wedding? We don't know when it'll be yet.
Lag BaOmer, Bezrat Hashem.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're and obviously starting your married life in Israel, which is pretty remarkable.
Thank God.
You're going to be at Amudim Seminary, which we've heard a lot about in Yerushalayim.
Yeah,
I'm How very are they
excited.
Doing over there?
They're great. They just got a new Beit Midrash and new apartments.
All right, we heard it's one of those programs that's growing by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
So mazal tov to you on all of this.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. And Dahlia Adams, the reason she and I are both joking a bit about her appearance, there are people in East Brunswick, New Jersey that insisted that she be on this show from the plane. So I guess you and I have to give a big shout out to the Rosenbaums, right?
Yes.
To say the least. East Brunswick your whole life?
Yeah.
And you're going to Kibbutz Kfutzat Yavna. I'm assuming that's near or in what I know as Kibbutz Yavna, I guess.
It's right next to
Givat Washington. And
I'm going to be in Givat Washington.
Doing what?
I'm going to be a Madrikha Machon Mayan.
So, wow, in my day, I don't think Givat Washington had a seminary.
No, it didn't.
And now there's one that's, is it growing? Is it large? Is it active?
It's pretty big now. We actually, that's where we met, Nava and I, and it's definitely growing a lot.
Oh, so you know that area really well.
Yes.
You know how to get on the bus to Ashdod and everything.
Yeah.
To say the least. That you plan to study social work through YU. Now, how does that work? Does YU have a program in Israel? How does that work?
So it's a joint program. So during the summers, you do classes in Washington Heights. And then during the year, about October until June, you do your field work in Israel.
Very nice. So that works out really well. And it says here you're making Aliyah in tribute to your family's close family friends who are big advocates of Aliyah, but unfortunately they were in a tragic car accident. What's that story about?
Yeah, so the Horowitzes lived in East Brunswick. Ari Horowitz was very close with my father. My parents were very close with them, and they organized mission trips to Israel for our young Israel community, and they were huge leaders when it came to educating about Israel, and fortunately about 10 years ago they were killed in a car accident before they were able to go back to Israel.
Unbelievable. Now the reason this is hitting home on this flight for me, I assume you know that Nefesh B'Nefesh started because of a tragedy. Now obviously that tragedy was Rabbi Fass's cousin in Israel, and obviously terror attacks and traffic accidents are different, but still that this is being done in tribute to someone's memory is pretty cool. So Kol HaKavod to you on that. So there you go, folks. Nava Berenholtz heading to Yerushalayim. Dahlia Adams heading to Kibbutz Kfutzat Yavne and working in Givat Washington. And do both of you want to give a shout out to people? Not a shout out, but I should say I'd love for you to just give us a sentence or two of your feelings of being on this flight and why other people your age should consider doing this. What do you think?
I think this is a really, really amazing opportunity, and it's unlike anything I've ever done before. And I just really recommend anyone who's our age to do it right now, because it's the perfect time. It's right before you start your life, but not too early. And I just wish my sister could be here with me, really. Wow. I have a twin sister. We're very close. And
She's staying in the United States?
For now. She's hopefully going to join later, but I want her to come as soon as possible.
And Dahlia, you have a message for everybody?
Yeah, I think that you don't realize until you start the Aliyah process how many people are actually looking out for you. I've had so many people reach out to me and tell me their family members in Israel want to host me for Shabbos, and you know, you just don't realize until you start that you're really not alone, even if I don't have any close family in Israel, so you don't realize how you aren't alone at all until you start the process. So I think you just kind of need to make a jump for it.
Now, you both have remarkable messages. They're much appreciated. And again, mazal tov to both of you.
Thank you.
Nava Baron-Holtz and Dalia Adams, and you are listening to JM in the AM.